Marcelo, are you ready? I lift up my thumb. It means that I am ready. Okay, I'm going to wheel you in. Then he slides me inside the tunnel of the machine. I like the feeling of being closed in. The lights are not bright enough to hurt my eyes, but I close them anyway.
Don't forget to lift your finger when you first hear the mental music.
The tunnel has a speaker. Dr. Malone's voice comes out from there. I wait for the music. It always comes. The hard part is remembering to lift my finger. There's a tiny camera that allows Dr. Malone and Toby to see me from up in the control booth. Marcelo! Marcelo! I hear Toby in the distance. I like Toby. He's a medical doctor just like Dr. Malone, but he doesn't let me call him doctor. Once I called him doctor and he corrected me and said, "Toby, please." His face is covered with freckles. "Ready for the so-called real stuff?" he asks when he slides me out. "Yes," I say to him. The real stuff is what he calls the music that is piped in through the speaker in the machine. The music that comes from inside my head is not considered real. Toby is holding a piece of paper that lists different kinds of real music. How about choosing from this side this time? Okay, I say. The music on the back of the page contains rock songs. That's Toby's favorite kind of music. I don't recognize any of the songs or composers. I finally pick a piece by a composer named Santana because the name looks like Sandoval, my own name. I also like the title of the song, The Calling. "Sweet," says Toby. The smile on his face means I made a good choice. Santana and Clapton together. Sweet. Sweet, I say to myself. I make a mental note to use that word the next time I like something. A few minutes later, Toby is back with the list. He's frowning. "You have to pick from this side. The old man thinks that rock will overstimulate your gray matter." Toby rolls his eyes while looking in the direction of Dr. Malone, who is up in the booth fiddling with some controls. I do not understand the precise meaning of Toby's facial expression. I quickly pick Beethoven's Largo from Piano Concerto No. 3. I like the music's simple melody. Also, I know it only lasts about 10 minutes. Toby slides me back inside the tunnel. "What's the mental music like?" Dr. Malone asks when I'm out of the tunnel. I stop tying my sneakers so that I can think about his question. But it is impossible to put into words what the internal music is like. I prefer the word internal to the word mental when referring to the music. The fact that the I am, as I call it for short, is inside my mind does not necessarily mean that it is produced by my mind. What is the I am like? How many times has Dr. Malone asked me that question, and how many times have I not been able to answer it? "Sweet," I say. "It is sweet." I look for Toby, but he is up in the control room. "You mean it sounds pleasant? The sounds are pleasing to the ear?" The music is not heard with the ears. Then I realize that sweet wasn't the right word. The music is pleasant, all right, but it is much more than that. "If it's not heard, then what?" How do I describe it? It is like listening to very loud music with headphones, only the music seems to be coming from inside the brain. It is actually a very neat sensation. "It's just there," I say to Dr. Malone. Then, an image comes to my mind. It is a big watermelon. "Excuse me?" One of the reasons I like working with Dr. Malone is that his facial expressions are so clear and easy to understand. That one he just made, for example, is a textbook example of baffled. I expand on the image that came to me. It is the first time I have made this connection, so I am not sure exactly where it will lead me. When the internal music is there, Marcello is one of the seeds. The music is the rest of the watermelon. Dr. Malone frowns. Actually, it is a half frown, half smile, like he is trying to remain serious. Do you know that you just put emphasis on exactly the right word then? That's good. A year ago, you couldn't do that. Patterson has been good for you. Patterson. I look at my watch. Aurora is driving me to Patterson after the session with Dr. Malone to see the baby colt that was born last night. Harry, that is what we call Mr. Kilhern, the stable master at Patterson, called this morning and told Aurora that the colt had been born at 2:35 a.m. I pleaded with Aurora to take me today, even though she worked all day at the hospital. I could have waited 2 days until Monday, when I start my summer job taking care of the ponies, but it is too hard to wait. I had hoped to be there when he was being born, and the hours of this day have seemed as long as a week.